Van Halen, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's all thanks to North Jacqueline, Mercedes-Benz, the AMG Roadshow on now. $1.7 million worth of cars. Go down and check it out at the roadshow. Dave, you were in your element yesterday checking that out, weren't you?
Oh, look, checking you out in the AMG GTR.
That's far too much information, but let's move on from that. Go and see the guys at North Jacqueline for all of that as well.
You know what? The Mackay Mare looked pretty good in an AMG.
Don't say that. No way.
How are you, Greg Williamson?
I mean, I know AMGs are pretty cool, and I noticed your car out there today too, mate. It's a pretty cool car.
Oh my God. See what you've done now? He's going to hold on to that for the rest of history now. How are you, mate?
Very well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
The Great Northern Cleanup's back again this
weekend. Absolutely. This Saturday, 31st of August, the Great Northern Cleanup, and we've got half a dozen beaches, or seven beaches, I think, around our district, out of the 31, or seven areas around our district, not just beaches. Starts off at Armstrong's Beach at 8 in the morning, 8 till 10, and ends up at the North Wall at the harbour. And that's from 1 till 4 in the afternoon. But it's happening at Imeo, Riverside Drive, Serena Beach, the new Mulheron Park and the Harbour Beach area, Quota Park down near Town Beach,
yep.
Far Beach, and the Northern Beach Wall at the harbour. So it's a full day. And a lot of people are telling me lately that the area looks really good at the moment. And
I've heard that from a few people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mackay is looking really clean.
Is that because of the last couple of years with the Great Northern Cleanup? It's cleaned up a fair bit.
All of that sort of thing helps. But I think, I mean, our Parks and Gardens crew are out there doing a really good job. We've had a pretty good year weather-wise in terms of rain, so everything's still looking pretty green.
Yeah.
And also, I think, you know, our population at the moment, everybody's on board, you know, just making sure that they're happy to live here and making sure that the environment that we're living in is the best way I can possibly make it.
Pride of where you live, hey.
Pride in Mackay and in the Mackay region. That's what it's all about. And that's what we're doing on the Great Northern Cleanup on Saturday. So if you want to know where all of those areas are and the times again, you know, starts at 8 in the morning and goes through till 4 in the afternoon. And as I said, there's Armstrong's Beach, Omeo Beach, Riverside Drive, Serena Beach, New Mulheron Park, Quota Park, and the North Beach, Northern Beaches Wall at the harbour there. So there's a number of areas where you can get involved. So we're just asking you to come along, check out the times on the website, come along and hook in and pick up a few...
Many hands make a light work.
Pieces. Yeah. You got to come in closed-in shoes, of course, sturdy gloves. If you can bring your gloves, that's good. And a hat, sunscreen, all of that out in the sun type stuff.
Mm.
So all you got to do is turn up with those sorts of things and it's a good day. And you feel pretty good about picking up rubbish.
Yeah.
Again, it's a pride in the region, and you want to make... And we had visitors come through town, I think, for an event a couple of weeks ago, and they were in the studio with us, and they said, we've got to say Mackay is one of the cleanest places we've been to.
Isn't that great?
So it is good to hear that. It's good to hear that.
And, you know, that works wonders for people coming to town, as you said, Jay. The people who are visiting here for the first time, and we have a lot of those people coming here for conferences and events.
Yep.
We spend a lot of money bringing those sorts of people here. So it's really important they go away with the best impression. And one of the best impressions is visual. Mm-hmm. You know, if they see enough to make a comment that, gee, this is a really tidy place, it's clean and people are friendly, you can't buy that. You cannot buy that. You could spend $1 squillion in advertising.
Yep.
You can't buy that sort of a reaction from people who come to town.
It's all about the word of mouth type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's not for the entire day. You don't have to be picking up rubbish for the entire day, do you?
So if you wanted to go to Armstrong's Beach, we're doing it from 8 till 10 out at Armstrong's.
There you go.
At Imeo from 8 till 10 as well. Down at Serena from 8 till 10. At Quota Park down at Far Beach there from 8:30 till 10:30. And out at the harbour from 1 till 4. So, you know, just come along and donate an hour or so.
We'll put all the details on the website.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, somebody said to me yesterday, can you ask Greg Williamson how the Mackay Waterfront is going along?
The Mackay Waterfront is progressing really well. I mean, this is a long-term project, guys. And, you know, it's been 2 years to get to this stage right now. So we're at the at the council now. We're at the stage having the development scheme approved earlier this year. We're at the stage of crunching it down now into bite-sized pieces so we can get this to start.
Mm.
And we've got to apply for funding as well, and we've got to get investors involved in this because this is not just a public.
Yeah. You can't say it's going to go ahead and get it done.
That's right. Yeah. So we've got to get investors involved, but we've got an excellent priority development advisory committee. It's got four external people on. You know, there's a couple of guys on there who have built these sorts of environments right around Australia, and one guy out of Brisbane. He's Mr. Southbank. He engineered most of that. Mm. He was on the Brisbane Marketing Corporation for a very long time. So we've got some really good expertise around the table, just pointing us in the right direction. But council's very close to making the decision now of where's the chunk down areas to start. So, you know, odds on, we're probably going to start down in the riverbank, and we chunk that down into areas like we're calling it the Leichhardt Wharves around the Leichhardt tree,
yep,
and
sure.
then the
yeah.
fish's tail
yep.
down around the boat ramp, and then how we build the innovation hub that links the fish's tail through to Queen's Park, where we're already spending about $9 million in Queen's Park. That's the green lung of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between the Binnington Esplanade and the riverfront and the CBD, the green lung, the link, all the the bikeways and the pathways will go through Queen's Park. And so what we're doing down there, it's well underway. So, you know, putting in a dog park down there and a yarning circle for the... It's an Indigenous yarning circle, a new grand entrance, lots of iconic shelters. So, you know, we're underway, but the rest of it will, you know, just be patient. This is not something that's going to
be done in six months' time. Well, look, it's pretty exciting to be in Mackay, and we can't wait to see that development over the next few years, providing they still have us here on Triple M in the next few years. So, who are we kidding? We'll be here forever.
We're here day to day.
Greg Williams.
I thought you nailed to the floor, is it?
Pretty much. We're part of the furniture now, mate. Thanks for popping in this morning, and always good to catch up with you. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
With Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. Pink right now, Triple M.